Ringo Starr, how do you feel at this time?
Fine, great. Yeah, I'm fine.
Ever seen anything like this reception you had today?
No, it was marvellous, you know.
It never frightened you? I was watching the telecast today, looking down on that sort of thriving mess of humanity.
No, because we're high up, they can't get at us, you know, so it doesn't frighten us. Usually we're well protected, you know. I think if they ever do really get us, then we'll get a bit worried for the next time, you know.
How did you feel about this opportunity of coming to Australia? I know that you've been to every other place.
Yeah, it's good, you know, I love coming to different places. And we've heard a lot about Australia, you know, and it's fab up to now, everyone's great.
I must ask you, do you miss the boys in the sense that, you sort of feel very lonely?
Yeah, I felt terrible when, you know, they were sort of touring around and I was in bed. Hated it, because we're just like brothers, really, you know.
You don't sort of treat this this as hard work, do you? The fact that I suppose you really thrive on your work.
Well, I enjoy it, but it is hard work, you know. People don't really realise it, but you do slog your guts out once you're on stage, you know, you sweat like a pig and you get tired.
It must be a tremendously great feeling for you to have such success, oh, to see people.
You can't, you know, explain how you feel. It's just marvellous once you see that audience, you know, and they're all with you. It's fantastic.
How long do you expect this to go on now? Do you think you've reached any climax yet?
I don't know. I think, you know, every time we go to a new country, it's a big thing, you know, so the more new countries we go to, it'll be like this. If we came back to Australia, say, in 6 months, it mightn't be as wild.
Thanks, Ringo. I know there's lots of people here trying to get at you.
Okay.